Welcome to WREN Radio, making bird songs memorable. I'm Radio Wren. Now that the weather is turning colder, let's listen to some of our winter feeder friends. The white-throated sparrow, the white-breasted nuthatch, and the Carolina wren are birds that you see at feeders in the wintertime. The rest of the year, they have plenty of food available and they don't use the feeders, or, in the case of the white-throated sparrow, they are not a resident of the lower 48 during the summer. Old Sam Peabody is the easily recognized white-throated sparrow's song. This little chunky bird has a small yellow patch above its eyes and black stripes on its head and, of course, a white throat. These birds reside in coniferous forests of Canada, but come down in the south for the winter months. You'll see the sparrows on the ground under the feeders. The white-breasted nuthatch is a favorite bird of mine. It's very easy to recognize. It's the only bird that comes down a tree trunk head first. The white-breasted nuthatch is a gray-blue bird with a white breast and a big dark eye. The males have a black cap and the females have a gray cap. The nuthatch call is a nasal yank, yank, or irk. Nuthatches eat only insects in the summer, but add seeds to their diet for the winter. They are attracted to sunflower seeds and suet. The Carolina wren. This is a small, chunky, charming brown bird that is fascinating. I love wrens because they are so curious. They will fly into your garage, a porch. I even had one fly in my car while I was in it. The car was parked. Wrens are smart and they can find their way out of whatever they get into, so if one is in your living room, just leave the door open and they will soon be on their way. Their lovely song, Tea Kettle, Tea Kettle, Tea Kettle, is easy to recognize and it is loud and persistent. The wren has a slightly down-curved bill, a white eye stripe, and a tail that sticks straight up. Wrens also primarily eat insects, but will add suet, sunflower seeds, and millet in the winter months. Let's review our winter bird feeder visitors. The white-throated sparrow looking for Old Sam Peabody. The white-breasted nuthatch with the yank, yank, and the Carolina wren putting on the tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle. Thanks for listening to WREN Radio. Be sure to visit the flyby shop located at www.wrenradio.com for fun wren radio products. All proceeds from the flyby shop go to purchase the license to use the calls and songs from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. I'm Radio Wren, and until next time, keep singing!